Welcome to the Hot Rod Hangout Podcast.
Whoop whoop.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Ashley.
And tonight, it's just the two of us again.
Yeah.
We had someone planned to come on, but show prep got in the way, so it'll just be the two of us.
Yeah.
So we'll update the internet on our projects and what's going on and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Before we get started, I'd like to say anybody that's headed to Mini Nats in Maggie Valley or Pigeon Forge Rod Run for the spring show, make sure everybody stays safe. And, you know, been seeing a lot of people traveling for that, and our guest for tonight is still trying to get a car together. So hopefully he makes it. And hopefully we can catch up with him again, you know, another time.
Yeah.
But no hard feelings. Show crunches can, we understand it, which we'll get further into that with our stuff. So just a reminder, our cruise, if you're anywhere near Central Florida, our cruise is this Sunday, meeting at the Napa and Bushnell. Mm-hmm. At 10:30, and we're going to be cruising out to Cracker Barrel in Ridge Manor. It's about a 30-minute cruise.
So. Yeah.
Even crusty stuff like we have can make that trip. So yeah. Come out. There's no... It's obviously free to participate. Yeah. There's no stipulations. If you feel your car is cool, bring it out.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody will like it. And even if it's just you,
I'll still take a picture of it.
Yeah. Oh, it's the car community together. I mean, new stuff, old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We all have a passion, so it doesn't really matter what your passion's for, you know. Update on our projects. The 32 I've told everybody was for sale. It is still for sale, and I will make somebody a very good deal on that truck. Everything minus the front end and the rear end.
Yep.
I'm keeping the front end and the rear end and the tires and wheels, obviously. But everything else, the boxing plates, the repair panels for all of the rust on the cab besides the drip rail or drip rail. Mm. Other than that, all the repair panels are there. I am keeping the front and rear end for
drum roll.
I am keeping that, keeping that stuff for my 29 four-door Model A sedan. Haven't come up with a name. I'm still 75% sure that it's going to be bare metal when it's done. But also, that may change. I mean, kind of thinking about painting it. So that percentage is growing. So hopefully, you know, it'll tell me what it wants whenever it gets done.
I'm just glad that when you dropped that bomb on me on the phone, you asked me if I was sitting down first.
Well, and, you know, that you don't see a whole lot of four doors. I've been looking for a sedan for months, even before I announced it on the podcast.
Yeah.
I was going back and forth and trying to figure it out. And in order to build that project, the 32's got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Or something's got to go. The 54, currently I don't like it, but, he's fighting a little bit right now. What should have been an easy job, replacing intake and exhaust gaskets has snowballed into now it doesn't want to go back together. But yeah, we'll figure it out. We had a couple of days, you know, nothing like a cruise crunch. I feel for these guys that were trying to get their stuff together for mini gnats and pigeon. You know, I'm just trying to make it, you know, 5 minutes down the road,
right,
for a 30-minute cruise. Some of these guys were traveling, and I seen a couple people that were loading cars that they were going to pick parts up on the way through and build them in the parking lot to get them. Fortunately, the 29 that I picked up has a good chance of being able to run soon. So, I'm not going to tear it apart until I get a chassis and can actually start. But after that, once I steal the body off of that, then the frame, front end, rear end, motor, and the trans will be for sale. So, running boards, fenders.
It's going to be quite a bit. Quite a bit coming off.
Pretty much everything except for the body.
Yep.
But with that being said, we're looking forward to that. I do want to give a big shout out to Swap It Fast. We appreciate them. That's a service. If you haven't checked them out, go check them out. Connecting buyers with sellers. I'm probably going to get on there as a seller to try to get some of this stuff sold. Just, you know, basically if you're into this stuff, you know that as you're building stuff, you acquire parts that you don't use or you plan to use, and then something different comes along. So, you know, it seems like every project you have, you end up with that pile of parts that, you know, like we bought the small block and there was headers and, you know, it's headers for a third gen Camaro. You know, I don't have a third gen Camaro. Those headers aren't going to work for what we're looking at, or what we're looking to do. Either one of our cars, if we put a small block in it, those wouldn't work. So, alternator brackets, intakes, carbs, you know, I mean, there's stuff that everyone has. If you looked in your garage, there's stuff in everyone's garage that you could put up. And with that being said, I was listening to Iron Trap Garage, and they were talking about, you know, the swap meets have kind of dwindled. And they're fortunate enough to be 10 minutes from two very large car shows or swap meets. You know, they're up in... they're up near Hershey. And they've noticed that, you know, it's the swap meet has kind of dwindled. I mean, it's still a large swap meet, but it's still, you know, or people are setting up and using, which we noticed this when we were selling at Webster. People were paying for a spot just to get better parking. You know, you pull up and they may have, you know, four items on their tailgate, but it never comes down. Or they're never there. You know, they literally just bought a spot to have parking inside. So we need to get back to that. And, you know, there's still stuff that, you know, you have to buy at swap meets. I mean, the aftermarket has come a long way. But with that being said, you know, there's something about original Ford stuff or original Chevy stuff. And there's deals. I mean, the you know, my intake, that was a really good deal. But on that same note, it came with parts that I'm not going to use because I don't, it's a three deuce intake, not a six deuce, but I have six carburetors. So, you know, that being said, you know, just get out. You can check them out. Swap It Fast. If you go to our link tree, it's linked in there. And also,
Throttle Addict. If you use the code word Hot Rod, you get to save 15% off. And they're starting to come out with more stuff too.
Yeah,
I keep seeing on
they're making Facebook. New drops. I've seen they just dropped a whole bunch of stuff, but glasses, hats, t-shirts.
They just dropped another woman's tank top. I wouldn't be surprised if that ended up in my cart soon.
There you go. But we appreciate them coming on board with us. And also, for the person that reached out to us and asked us to come to a show, and we unfortunately had to tell them we can't make it. Mm-hmm. It's nothing against the show. I really wish I could have went. But we are still just doing this out of our pockets. Mm-hmm. The reason for the podcast was to try to help us get to these places because we want to meet y'all. We want to grow this as much as we can. We want to get the word out. But with that being said, if you own a business and you would like to, you support what we're doing, reach out. Mm-hmm. We would like to come to shows. I don't want to charge people to come to the shows.
Yeah.
You know, I could have asked the person, hey, you know, we can't afford to come, but if you give us money to come, we'll come. I don't want to be that guy.
Right.
Like, I would love to go to the show, but we both still work full-time jobs. So it wasn't just money, but, you know, it costs a lot of money to put, you know, cars on a trailer or even mm-hmm. load a car up and drive 6 states away.
Yeah.
You know, but we appreciate everyone liking and sharing. Continue to like and share.
Yes.
Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. We're trying to get better on the YouTube.
And we'll have another video coming out.
Another video coming up. We're going to try to get on a routine of Saturday or Sunday. We'll pick a day.
Mm.
Probably Sundays.
Yeah.
Just for simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we do on Saturday, whatever we do Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Especially on cruise weekends.
Yeah.
You know, that'll be the last, that'll finish out the video. Mm-hmm. As long as, you know, we get people to come hang out with us.
Yep.
But with that being said, we appreciate everything that everybody has done. And like I said, if you have a business, specifically, if you know a direct-to-print or someone that is willing to hold an image and print it on demand, because, again, we're just starting out, so we can't afford to buy, you know, merchandise in every size and hope that it sells.
Right.
So, but we're going to try to do, you know, we did a giveaway at 500. When we get to 1,000, we're going to try to do another one. And we would love to work with people that like what we're doing. There's shows that we want to go to. There's events that we want to put on. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're the average car people. We're just trying to get out and enjoy our stuff. So if you enjoy what we're doing and you're a business and you think that we can help you, mm-hmm. reach out.
Yeah. On the Facebook, the YouTube, the Instagram. Oh, and TikTok.
TikTok, everything.
Yeah.
So the tentative plan for the 29 is I'm going to drive it until we're going to get it running, and then I'm going to drive it until I can get some stuff sold. I can get some room made, because right now I can't even.
Yeah.
We don't even have the room to blow that car apart.
No.
So we got to sell some stuff to create some space.
Yes.
but it's going to be on a Bowling Brothers 512 chassis, the drop axle that was under the 32 project, the 9-inch that was under the 32 project, four-link rear with coilovers, possibly air ride technology, shockwaves. It'll just depend on how it sits. If it's going to be low enough that I can lay it out, then I'll probably try to do something with air ride. Mm-hmm. If it's way too far up, you know, I'm not going to waste money to get it lower when it's sitting still. Right.
I have a question because we obviously we've talked in depth about the 29 and the plan for it. And I don't know, maybe it's just me being me, but what are we doing? Do you have an idea of how you would like to do the interior? Because I know you said something about just having the metal.
I probably for the first, it's going to be in stages. Mm-hmm. Just like every other car guy. there's three shows. We have a show in October, mm-hmm. Trash the Classics. We have a show in November, mm-hmm. and then we have our show in January. Mm-hmm. I would like for it to be running and driving, probably very minimal interior.
Yeah.
Upholstery or door panel wise, mm-hmm. it'll have seats, the floor, but probably basic. Mm-hmm. For Turkey, I would like to have it bodied done. Maybe not painted if it's going to get paint, but have the body work done. Get the dent, the little dents and dings, and get it smooth and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then for our show, I'd like for it to be done. If I can make that happen. Done for me is... It'll also depend on what paint we go with, but, or no paint. Done for me for the interior is bomber seats, metal door panels, aluminum door panels that are bead rolled, possibly. I'd really like to find somebody local to us that has a bead roller that would be willing to show me, let me mess up my panels. and the same with the trans tunnel, the floor will probably be a flat sheet of metal. Mm. I'm probably not going to do nothing fancy on it, but the trans tunnel, it has a dash in it. I'll leave that dash in it. Mm. And then up over the back, try to do something cool back there. I have a fuel tank that I was going to put in the back of the 32 bed. I don't know if it'll work for the vision that I have for the 29, but maybe something that'll again depend. You know, if I'm going to hang a tank, then I'll just put a square tank in there, you know, fuel cell.
Well, with that also being said, I mean, do you think, because I know like the main purpose of it isn't to go on these long, long hauls or anything like that, but is that tank going to be big enough for what you want to?
I feel like, I mean, it's a little on the smaller side for that, but I feel like, and this may change. I mean, it may get a tank in it and we go drive it a couple of times and I go, okay, well, that's not big enough. Mm-hmm. But, you know, anticipating as light as it's going to be, I would probably say somewhere in the 15 to 20 gallon range would be mm-hmm. good for it.
Yeah.
That would give me, you know, 150, 200 miles ish. I feel like 150, 200 miles is pretty much when I'm going to want to get out and stand up.
Yeah.
Cause that car is going to be, low. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, I mean, you know, probably get away with that tank if we can make it look good.
Gotcha.
I want to do something different than everybody else does. Everybody does the flip up, you know, big clear hose drain into the cell in the back. Mm-hmm. I want to do something different. I haven't figured out what yet, but you know, just something weird. Of course, with it being three windows, the back windows will be, podcast. The doors will probably have our logo on it. Well, front doors. Back doors will not open anymore. Nope. Because of the tire. But basically the way I see it, you know, I don't want to say like a checklist build, but kind of going after something similar to Ricky Bobby Rod Shop, you know, Big Booty Judy, that blue sedan that was at Turkey at the Bad Apple. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say I'm going after something similar is those are two-door sedans. So,
already different.
I've only seen one four-door in person done the way that I want to do it. And I seen one on the internet that was really done. chop top, and the tires were as tall as the body. It had like 22-inch wheels and 35-inch mud trains or something. It was ridiculous.
Oh, geez. Is that? No, that's not the.
That's the one I sent you with the big diesel motor with the supercharged diesel.
Yes.
Yeah. And that was, it's cool, but not for me. It's not going to be, not building it for speed. I'm not building it. You know, obviously it's going to be light, so it doesn't take much. It's a V8 on a skateboard.
Yeah.
But, you know, something that me and you can climb in, legitimately and, you know, go out, enjoy it. Not putting any fanciness in it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to, you know, I'm not building an Amber car. I'm not building a Riddler. That's kind of one of my big proponents in not painting it is, I want kids at car shows to see it. I want to be able to stick them in the car. I want them, you know, cause mm-hmm. I was that kid, you know, growing up at the car show, I was that kid that was infatuated with cool cars. So with that being said, it's like, I want a car that I can drive. I don't want a car that I'm going to have to worry about it. We don't have an enclosed trailer. I'm not buying an enclosed trailer. If we buy another trailer, it'll be a two car or a two and a half car, three car trailer. Which anybody that knows Model A's, it's like three quarters of a car. So, a Model A is really, really short. I did not realize how short it was until we loaded it up on the trailer and I was like, where's the rest of the car at? Because the 54, we got a little 16-foot open trailer, and it fits the whole car. Like, the front bumper is at the front of the trailer, and the back bumper is at the back.
Mm-hmm.
And we loaded the Model A up, and we rolled the tires up to the front of the trailer, and I'm like, man, I could fit another. We could fit the Groundhog behind it. So if Mom and Dad wanted to go and we loaded their mm-hmm. car up, you know, it'd only take two car trailer.
Yeah.
One and a half car trailer would fit both of them.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. On my way to my hair appointment today, I saw on the side of the road with a for sale sign, and I was on my way to the appointment, so I'm like, I need to swing by on the way back. It was a fifth wheel, but it looked like it could fit two cars on top and one underneath. Like, it was a double decker, but.
So how much they want for it?
I don't know. On the way back, I didn't see
it. Oh.
But you're out driving in the county all the time. I figured maybe you can. I know, I failed.
Because I haven't seen it, and I drive that road every day. So.
I think he's also selling a horse trailer. So if you see the horse trailer, you'll see the car trailer.
Oh, maybe that's why I haven't seen it, because, you know, I really look hard for horse trailers. What the hell? Anyway.
Anyway.
So, you know, I'm, that's going to be mine and Ashley's first build together, car build together.
From the ground up.
From a body, yeah.
Yeah.
But, so we'll get to the problem childs now. Okay. So the Model A, is cranking. It has a brand new battery and a brand new coil.
Mm-hmm.
But it is not wanting to run.
Nope.
It's getting fuel, but it's not wanting to run. So either distributor, which when we first picked it up, the distributor wasn't even spinning because it was pushed up. So maybe, I don't know what happened. Maybe they had looked into it. Maybe that's why it was the price that we got it for. But, you know, it is what it is. We'll get it figured out. Fortunately and unfortunately, we didn't think we were going to need it this weekend.
Yeah.
But the 54 has had a small exhaust leak on the back, and we've been band-aiding it, and we'll get to it. Mm-hmm. And I probably should have just let it go one more time. But we tore into it last night, and again, we got it off. We got the intakes off, which anybody that doesn't know, the 235 has split manifolds with yes. an intake manifold all on the same side. So you're kind of fighting all three to stay in place at one time.
Yep.
So with that being said, we're on the struggle bus again.
Yeah.
But the back pipe, I don't know what it is. It's getting into the firewall. It wasn't in the firewall when we did it originally. Didn't really seem to have to fight it off of the firewall to get it out.
Yeah.
But apparently now it, I don't know what happened. But so I'll have to figure that out.
Yep.
That'll be a Friday, Saturday morning project.
Yep. Maybe I'll go to Walmart and get a spotlight tomorrow.
Hey.
That'd be an idea.
You've only been talking about that for 2 weeks.
I know.
So, but with that being said, you know, we'll, it'll kind of be crappy if we can't take a classic car to our cruising, but,
yeah.
You know, we could always give the truck a bath and take it.
Because we still think the tow rig's cool, so.
Well, I mean, it is. not as cool as cruising the classics, but you know, we do welcome everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you think your car's cool, bring it out.
I mean, yeah.
Just because we typically mess in pre-65 or 72 and down stuff, you know, you got a small tire drag car, bring it, you know, and you're not scared to put it on the street and go drive it, bring it out. The one thing that I haven't seen is donks. We haven't had any donks be like, yeah, let's come. I'm going to come cruise with you.
Isn't there one, though?
There is one running around Bushnell.
There's one.
And I've never caught him. I've tried.
We know where he lives. I mean, not to.
Do we?
That's
who are you talking about?
The one with the big gold, fully covered rims.
Oh, no. You're talking. There's a classic. There's an actual, like, 71 Impala convertible on, like, 26s running around Bushnell.
I'm talking about the chameleon.
No, you're talking the one that's right there at the end of the road. Yeah, no. That dude's in a wheelchair.
What?
Yeah, that dude's in a wheelchair and drives that.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, he's got hand controls in it. That's cool. I seen him one day loading in and out of it.
Jeez.
Well, actually, I went by... And his wheelchair was sitting in the driveway, and I'm like, and then I seen him come back, and I watched him getting in the wheelchair. I was like, oh, he just took the car out for a cruise. That's awesome. But
went through the drive-through.
Again, that does, you know, that obviously doesn't fit
mm-hmm.
any of our molds, but It's a little outrageous for me, but I dig it because it's different. Yeah, that's a lot of gold and a chrome illusion wrap. Mm-hmm. Keyword in the chrome. Yeah. I bet if you shine that up, I bet it blinds you. Because it glistens even, and I know, like, it sits out there in the rain and everything, and it still stays pretty shiny. So, but no, up in Wildwood, there's three or four of them sitting there, but I've seen the one run around. It's like a 71, 72, 73, somewhere around in there, Impala convertible on big rims.
Oh, boy.
But, I mean, even we got the neighbors there on 24s.
Yep. And the neighbor's family and the mini trucks.
They have normal size wheels. They just slam them on the ground.
Yeah, so you can't see that they're really normal.
They tuck 18s. I think the white lowrider he has is 20s on it. But.
I don't know why. Every time I drive past it, I'm like, okay.
The one that they're working on is his wife's.
Oh, I had it backwards in my head then. I thought the white one was his wife's and he was working on.
No, the white one that he drives all the time is his.
Oh, okay.
And then he traded that truck, the one that they're working on, traded that truck and money, I believe.
For the dually that they
had? For the dually.
Yeah.
I think. Or somehow those cars swapped hands. I don't know. And yeah, he's building that for his wife. So that's cool.
And it's up on cradles and the body
sits below the tires.
Sits below the tires.
It has all of the travel.
It astounds me.
It happens though.
So. That's so, and I mean, a few nights that I've driven past and seen him working, like you can tell he works hard on his vehicles and he's just in a little one car garage. With a big flat screen TV on it and
some flips on the Hot Rod Hangout podcast on the YouTube and gets to work.
Yep.
I'd love to have, we'd have to figure out how to get one more person on a microphone though. Yes. Have them three on. That'd be a good show. Be new stuff though. You know, they mainly mess with new stuff. The one neighbor's got a dually that's about as tall as the Dodge.
Yep.
On 24s or 26s.
Yeah.
And then the neighbor has 24-14 wide Dodge Ram Eco. And then just forgot his name. Their cousin has two hard bodies, I believe. No. Nissan? I don't know. Too many trucks.
I think the white one is a Nissan.
Yeah, the one's a hard body. I think the other one might be a Toyota. But either way. But yeah, I'm like we don't discriminate.
Nope.
Jacked up, slammed to the ground, big tires, little tires. I don't understand the rubber bands, but bring them out if you do. you know, they're them big wheel cars are getting down on the track too. Mm-hmm. Seen a video earlier, guy running threes, high threes in the eighth on a 26. I'm like,
alrighty.
I know guys on 10 fives that can't run that. Me included. Goodness. I ain't never been that fast. They went faster than, like, twice as fast as I've been. But, no, this. And that's what we're trying to strive or what we're trying to put out there is, you know, just because it's not what you see us doing doesn't mean we don't think it's cool.
Yeah.
You know, the amount of engineering and all of that to put those big wheels on a car that, you know, came from the factory with 15s.
Yeah.
You know. At least the hydraulics guys, they put little tires on them. I mean, you can definitely fit those on anything. But the engineering to make those hop and survive.
Yep.
I mean, you see cars that aren't modified and the tires are ripping off of them. And these guys are hopping 5 feet in the air and driving them. That's crazy.
I don't – I I think it's amazing to sit there and watch them do it, but I feel like if I were to see it in person, I'd go into panic mode. Just for the simple fact of, like, when we watch it on YouTube, they focus in on the vehicle, not what's around it. So it's like, oh, you're bouncing a little close to that car. Oh my gosh, why aren't those people moving? There's a fire hydrant.
Oh, we tried to go to a lowrider show, and we figured out that even in the South, in the country capital of the world, we got there, 30 minutes before it was supposed to start, and there was no parking. You were not allowed to go in. Remember the...
Oh, that's right.
Me, you, and Caden.
Yep.
We got there, 30 minutes before the event started, and they were turning people away.
Yep.
At the main road. They wouldn't even let you get on the side road.
Yeah. Well, and there was so much going wrong with that whole night with the event. Because didn't they have, two events and they overlapped? And that's why they were so packed. And then people that were already there during the day for the first event just stayed.
Well, there was, a two-hour gap, but, I guess no one left.
Yeah.
So.
But. Still, it was, even though there were groups of people leaving, they still weren't allowing anybody new to come in because they were still
over packed. Capacity.
Yeah.
But, and they're trying to do a drag strip. Yeah. The last I seen, they're still trying to do it. And I think that's going to be a cluster. I mean, we would try to go out there and support them just because they're local and, they're trying to get stuff started because... we've lost a lot of drag strips in the state of Florida. You know, Palm Beach is gone. Lakeland is gone. That's where we used to race was Lakeland. Mm-hmm. There was a guy in Orlando that tried to do basically what they're doing at Leadfoot City with the drift pad and the, drift course and the, I don't think he did a drag strip, but I think he just paved a road.
Yeah.
So you could mimic street racing, which, it was to serve a purpose. I mean, you know, trying to get, shows on TV glorify the street racing, but you have to understand that street racing really doesn't have ambulances on staff. They don't light up the road. That's not how street racing is.
No.
Maybe the first season was actual, the cops are coming. But since then, they're getting permits and stuff like that. It's still a cool show. It's still, it's still those guys going down a road. Mm-hmm. But there's a little more to it than, what it is. But people... bitch about people street racing and then someone tries to come up with something that will allow them to get off the street and then they complain about the noise or complain about cars leaving at all hours of the night and so then that place gets shut down and they're gonna race. I mean the first drag race took place the second Model T that rolled off the showroom floor. I mean first drag race happened the first time there was two cars on the road in the same zip code.
And I feel like, too, the thing going down in Bradenton, it's like they have a track in the middle of nowhere and then people are putting houses up right next to it. It's like if that's not a killer of a strip,
it's... Oh, and I mean, that's another thing. Florida has... I mean, we always make the joke, go home or full... But it really is. I mean, there's more people trying to move here than there are houses.
Yeah.
Florida doesn't get bigger just because you bring people down here. Mm-hmm. We love that people come visit. We are a big tourist state. But the county we live in, 400 houses are going up every month in that development.
Yep.
Luckily for them, or luckily for us, unlucky. We don't have a drag strip. Yeah. But, you know, down there in Bradenton, I mean, you have Bradenton Motorsports Park and the Factory Freedom.
Yeah.
The Freedom Factory, you know, those DeSoto, the old DeSoto Speedway. I mean, they, those tracks have been there for years.
Mm-hmm.
DeSoto shut down. Cletus Garrett Mitchell bought the track and made something of it.
Yep.
And that's awesome. I mean, to revive that, because that was history. I mean, that was Florida. I mean, it's Roundy Round history, but it was still it's still racing history.
Yep.
And it's right next to Bradenton Motorsports Park. I mean, they share a driveway.
Yeah.
Bradenton Motorsports Park has had, you know, they have World Series of Pro Mod. Those cars aren't quiet. Yeah. I mean, they put on loud events. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not racing Teslas. Like, it is, those are real cars. I mean, they just had nitro cars there.
Yeah.
You know, so to put, and it was, like Ashley said, it's in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
And it was, you know, protected by the urban sprawl line. Well, a developer sees all this land and is like, well, I'd like to put some houses there because literally we have more people coming in than we have houses for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit of greed. I mean, there's the housing market is ridiculous right now. I mean, that's, everything's ridiculous, but the housing market is, you know, absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, we capitalized on it. Didn't really work out the best for us, but we capitalized. We made a good little chunk of money on the house that I had bought back in 15.
Mm-hmm.
But with that being said, you know, the county sees more money. I mean, so they made a decision that, okay, well, we'll move it. Well, putting, you know, okay, well, we're going to allow you to build this community, but you have to tell all your prospective home buyers that there's a racetrack here.
Yeah.
Okay. And the racetrack's going to stay. Okay. But when you put, what was it, 2,800 houses or something like that?
Yeah.
You know, 3,000 houses, and you have 3,000 families that go, hey,
mm-mm,
that racetrack's annoying.
Yeah.
Well, now all of a sudden, whether it's kickback or whether it's, you know, just people making it impossible. Because, I mean, on any Saturday night, you're going to see open trailers headed to Bradenton.
Mm-hmm.
When a big event comes, we're not talking Jimmy Dale loaded up his, you know, Ram 1500 with his open car and Magic Johnson on the back of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking semis with stacker trailers.
Yep.
You know, No Prep Kings type toter homes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, even Cletus.
Yeah.
Cletus brings a toter. It's a four-car toter. Like, you can't. So now, if you get people on both sides of that road that are protesting the track,
mm-hmm,
or making it impossible, or anything, I mean, now those guys don't want to put up with that to get to the track, and the track numbers go down.
Mm-hmm.
And when track numbers go down, the spectators go down.
Yep.
When the spectators go down, payout goes down, and now it's not worth a driver to come down here and race. Mm-hmm. And the local guys, you know, if there's not the big guys there that are renting the track for 3 or 4 days before an event, and, you know, now the track can't stay open, the track leaves, and now all those houses are complaining that they're street racing.
Yeah.
And it's a vicious circle. I mean, that track, those tracks were put there years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And here, I mean, even Cletus has said, like, he hopes to have 10 more years.
Yeah.
And they have dumped an S load into that track to make it what it is.
And the grass.
You know, but with that being said, you're like, well, what's the option?
Yep.
Build classic cars and go cruising. You know, I mean,
yeah,
you're going to see, just like when Lakeland closed, a lot of those cars became pro street cars. So they could get some enjoyment out of it, because like for us, you know, Lakeland was like an hour and a half.
Right.
You're 2 hours to Gainesville. You're 2 hours to Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the fuel, plus this, plus that. You know, a Saturday you could run. We didn't really do it that often once the truck was lined out, but Dad could hook to the trailer when he got home from work and go hit Test and Tune on a Thursday night in Lakeland.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that in Orlando. You can't do that in Gainesville. You know, Bradenton's 2.5 hours.
That's taking the scary bridge.
Well, and, you know, but it's 2.5 hours if you don't hit traffic.
Right.
Orlando's 2 hours if you don't hit traffic.
There's always traffic.
Gainesville, hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Fire closer to hour and a half.
Yeah.
But then one wreck, and now you left it noon to go to Gainesville thinking you're going to be there by 2 o'clock. You hit an accident and now you're pulling up for first round.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not plausible. So I say, make them pro street and bring them to the cruise. But you know, and that's just one avenue of the car scene that, and it's not just in Florida. I mean, Houston just shut down, you know, there's tracks all across America that are shutting down.
Yeah.
But the one thing that they can't shut down is you getting out and enjoying your car. So
true that.
I can't tell you, you can't go to the Piggly Wiggly and get you some gasoline and a Slurpee, you know, or go take mom out for ice cream, or take the kids out for ice cream, or just not lickety splits and Bushnell, because boy,
not a hot fudge sundae.
be $30 in quick, but you'll get ice cream for the next 3 days.
Yes.
But you know, and there's places everywhere. I mean, we had I forget who it was on our last live that was talking about it. He was trying to get something set up where he's at.
Up in Wisconsin, I think.
Yeah. You know, do it. You know, there's cars everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, if you think that we can help you, let me know that you got a cruise coming up. I'll share the crap out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Send pictures, though.
Oh, yes. And video, if you have video of it.
Yeah, I mean, everyone out here, if you're building a car, build it for you and get out and enjoy it. I mean, I was listening to Roadster Shop was talking to somebody. I can't remember who it was now. Oh, Church Equipped. And he did a stripe paint job on a 34 Ford. I dug it. But he said he got so much hate for that car because of the stripes. Nobody liked the stripes. I'm like, I did. Like, it looked good. And at the end of the day, it's his car. So
it's only got to please him and the guy he's selling it to.
He wasn't even selling it. It's his car. It ain't going nowhere. At Kobe Gertz. But, you know, it's like, you know, get out and enjoy your stuff. Especially if, you know, you got your hands in it. You have the option to do literally whatever you want to do. If you think that, you know, go basic or go as wild as you want. If your ambition is high enough, I mean, do it. do. I mean, there's the sky is the limit. Don't be scared to think outside the box. You know, don't feel like it has to be a 32 grill shell, small block shirt. Like, it doesn't have to have a blower. It doesn't have to have, you know, hillborn injection. It doesn't, you know, there's so many people out there that the checklist, you know, oh, it has to have this, or oh, it has to be this, and that's not true. It just has to be what you want.
And run.
I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, there's a avenue for everyone in this car scene. I mean, there's, you know, people like station wagons, people like, you bugs. Know,
bugs.
Bugs are a big, you know, Jeep. I mean, look at the Jeep culture. I mean, new Jeeps, old Jeeps, all the Jeeps. But everything from, you know, it has to look, or people feel like it has to look exactly how it rolled off the showroom floor. There's nothing wrong with that. To Zach Parks, everything's got to be chopped. You know, to Voodoo Larry, to Johnny Chop, to, I mean, like, all these guys have a vision of cars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even Welder Up. I mean, he builds cars that he thinks is cool. I happen to agree with most of them. You know, but vans, trucks, you know, 30s cars, 40 cars, 50 cars, 50 trucks. I mean, there's so many different avenues for everyone in this. You know, I mean, mini trucks, which doesn't just mean a mini truck anymore, full-size trucks. You know, air ride, lifted, static, channeled, chopped, sectioned. I mean, there's so many different, you know, you got cars that body-wise have no modifications,
mm-hmm.
but they're sitting on the ground, you know, okay. Or cars that are highly, highly modified that are still sitting on top of the frame. They're not channeled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got roadsters, you got, you know, my dad built a Scout. And the roof was garbage, so he made it a convertible. Or like a roadster. You know, it had a soft top. Like, you know, that's dealing with your bullshit. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you, I mean, there's so many different things that you can do. And it comes down to what you want. You know, if you dig, you know, coupes, if you dig roadsters, if you, you know, British cars, German, Volksrods. I mean, there's, even just in the Volkswagen community, there's so many different avenues you can take.
Mm.
But, you know, old school Cadillacs, Lincoln Continentals, like, there's so many different donks. You know, some 50s cars, everyone believes they have to have a rear fender skirts to cover the tires. Some of them say they got to be static. Some of them say they got to be on their, you know, land pipes, side pipes. I mean, there's so many different avenues that you can take. You just have to figure out what you like.
Mm-hmm.
And then build it for your approval. That's the biggest thing. Like, you're not building it, you know, I'll bleep out the word, but I forget who said it, but it was like, why'd you build this? Because F you. Like, oh, I don't like that. Good. It's not yours. It's mine. And I love it. So that's what it is, you know?
Yeah.
And also, I mean, you have to shout out some of these guys that were doing it before us. I mean, right now you could literally pick a wheel design and look it up and somebody's made it in your lug pattern, in your size. I mean, I stopped at Floral City today and the guy's like, hey, I got a set of rat rod wheels. I'm like, okay, well, let me see them. Not really ready for tires yet, but... And he had a set of 15s with a big old set of Hoosiers on them. I'm like, ain't nothing I got is going to turn those, but they're not really rat rod wheels. He's like, oh, I'd put it on a rat rod. I'm like, well, you put that on anything. Like, they're shiny. Like, you know, but mag wheels, spoke wheels, white walls, black wall. I mean, there's so many different avenues that you can literally build a car to what you want to do with it. You know, and that's what I enjoy a lot about this is it doesn't have to be, you know, the Milner Coupe to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Is that car cool? Yeah. My opinion, it's been duplicated so many times that it's less cool, but it was iconic car. You know, the ZZ Top 34. You know, the Rolling Bones cars, the Shifters cars. I mean, they're all cool. But, you know, the uncertainty.
Yeah.
Anything that Ed Roth built. You know, George Burris. There's a lot of guys out there that, there's a lot of cars out there that couldn't be duplicated besides a very specific group of people. You know, the Golden Sahara was redone by Voodoo Larry, or not Voodoo Larry. Yes, Voodoo Larry, was done by Voodoo Larry, and he did a tribute car to that, which is the Voodoo Sahara, and those cars turned out amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But I know my limits, and I can't do that. So as long as you stay within your wheelhouse... Metal goes back together, you know, cut it. If you think you got it, cut it. You might have to phone a friend to get it, but most metal will go back together and you could put it back to the way it was as long as you didn't like go ridiculous or something. But, you know, everyone has a vision for their car. And it doesn't have to match the vision that somebody else would have for that same car.
Right.
You know, whether it's a paint color, or whether it's the way the chassis is designed, whether it's the motor choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've said it before. LS motor's a great motor.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't put it in anything that doesn't have a hood.
Right.
Mustang 2 front suspension is great. But I wouldn't put it in anything that had exposed front end. You know, those type, and that's just for me.
Right.
If you have a badass Model A and it's on a Mustang 2 and it's got power steering and it's got an LS motor in it, cool. If you dig it, cool.
Drive it.
Yeah. You know, but, and on that same token, when I say I'm going to put 4-link on a Model A, there, you know, there's people out there that are like, oh my God, why would you do that? Because you're not going to be able to see it. It's going to be under the body because that body's going to get channeled.
Right.
You know, I'm going to put it on a really, really pretty frame that you're never going to see anything from the firewall back on. Unless you come watch me build it, or you'll see pictures of it on the YouTube.
Yeah.
But, you know, other than that, I mean, and that's my preference. I want it to drive decent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's still going to creak. It's still going to rattle. It's still, you know.
It's still going to have its noises.
You know, it's still 95 years old. Yeah. So, you know, it's not going to have AC. It's not going to have a radio. The radio is going to be, you know, some sort of open header right by the door. That's just my preference, you know, and it's mine. So I get to do it however I want to do it.
Yep, exactly.
If you, you know, I mean, on Church Equip, I brought it up to show Ashley the picture of the 34. There's an alligator car.
An alligator car? Oh, jeez.
I mean, that's a little wild.
Oh, okay.
Someone commented that it still looks better than a Nissan Cube. It's the Nissan SUV with the wraparound back window. It's like the left... One of the back windows flows into the back window.
Oh, ew.
Well, you said some, you know. But,
unless you like it.
And you have to remember, you know, like 30s and 40s cars, a lot of them were the guys coming back from war.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's where the bomber seats came from. And the speedsters were belly tanks. Off of airplanes, I mean, so you have to kind of respect those builds, but if that's not your style, don't do it.
Yeah.
Just like a lowrider. Anybody that's like, oh, you really like a lowrider on hydraulics, and you're like, well, cool. It's not your money. Like, it's not like you paid somebody to build you a car and they come back with hydraulics. Then you can be mad.
Right.
You know, if you pay somebody to build you a car and you tell them, like, I want a blown big block Model A, and they come back with a Impala on 13-inch wire wheels and 10 switch setup, like, okay, I can understand you'd be mad, but it's their car. Like, let them do what they want to do with it.
Yeah.
I mean, whether it's steering, whether it's tires, whether it's, mm-hmm. you know... You can have an opinion, but keep your opinion to yourself most of the time. I mean, unless they ask your opinion. If you're like, oh, look at them wheels, then you can be honest and be like, I wouldn't have done that. But it's what they chose to do.
Yep. Tickled their fancy.
And that's what it comes down to. I mean, cars are expansion of you, you know, like, and especially if you... if you have the opportunity to build multiple cars in your career or your life or whatever, you know, you're given the opportunity to build multiple cars, whether it's a car had to leave and then you had the opportunity to get one and you built it the way, you know, you're going to have things that your first one, you're going to have things that you do and they'll continue throughout every car you own.
Mm.
And then there's also things that you do on the first one that
never do again.
you're like, oh, that was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I forget who it was, what documentary it was. Was it the Shifters documentary that the guy was talking about? The purple car. It's a real famous.
Oh, with the
purple Pete.
With the dome window, or the dome.
No, the guy, it's got a giant blower, and the most famous picture of it is it's on spindle wheels, and all four tires are off the ground at the racetrack.
Oh.
It launched, and it, like, bunny hopped up off the car. It's purple.
Oh, jeez.
It's a purple Model A sedan. But he was like, I would never build this car again. He's like, it was stupid. But he thought it was cool in the beginning, so he did it, and... Then he realized, like, I have to reweld the frame, like, every month, and I have to do this. And because it's just, you know, you put a big motor in something that was never designed to, you know, Model A had a four cylinder in it. That was, right. that was the biggest motor it was supposed to ever have, you know, and it's also 95 years old. So, you know, if you didn't build a chassis for it, it's still 95 years old.
Yep.
You know, the 32, when I was looking at, you know, building that, the first thing I was like, well, I'm putting a V8 in it. It has to be boxed. And I probably still would have twisted that frame, you know, just because it's not, you know, it was never designed for that.
Right.
And a lot of these cars are that way, you know, pickup trucks, you know, 50s era pickup trucks. I love Apaches, but they have literally the worst front suspension if you want to lay them on the ground. Chevrolet solved that by giving you the S10. You know, but that's the workaround, you know. Mm-hmm. First gen C10s, you know, 60 to 63 had garbage front suspension, 63 to 66, all the way up to 72 have the best rear suspension if you want to lay it on the ground for cheap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the trailing arms, literally put some blocks on it, some 22s, so if you have a flat tire, it will actually still roll. And put a bag on a bar and call it a day. I mean, you know, there's a ways to accomplish it properly, and then there's ways to accomplish it if you want to roll.
Right.
You know, that's not going to be the best ride, but it looks cool. You know, so the next one you do, you might be like, okay, well, that was a garbage ride. I don't want to do it that way. Let me spend a little extra money and do it this way. Or, you know, power steering or AC. Obviously, the model, our Model A won't have AC.
Windows.
Yeah, it's got 5 windows that open.
Yeah.
But, you know, probably in the summer, I'm going to be like, man, I really wish that I would have put a underdash unit in here. But it's still going to be cool.
Yep.
You know, it doesn't fit what I want to build this car for.
Yep.
When we get down to doing the 54, it probably will end up with AC in it.
You think so?
Maybe. It'll be what you can afford at the time. But, you know, it all comes down to personal preference. And, you know, some people don't like old cars.
Yep.
Some people, you know, and it doesn't mean that they're wrong. I mean, because 80 square body trucks are beautiful. OBSs are starting to grow on me. Newer Corvettes, C7, C8, C8's a little, they went a little off the wall with the putting the mid motor, but C7, C6s, beautiful cars, Camaros, Mustangs, you know, they're, I mean, the Challenger, when the Challenger first came back out, they nailed that car. That was what they were trying to do, is a modern version of that car, and they got it.
Right.
And advancements with everything in this industry, you know, with fuel injection, AC, power steering. I mean, there's so many advancements that they made through OEM that, I mean, you can pretty much make an old car drive. I mean, if you have cubic dollars, you can make it drive like a brand new car or better. But at the end of the day, it's what do you want to spend?
Mm-hmm.
And what are you capable of doing, or what are you capable of paying somebody to do? You know, obviously, we prefer to work on ours, but, you know, not everyone is fortunate enough to grow up or have that tenacity. And even us that have that ability still get frustrated.
Yeah.
Currently, that's where I'm at with the 54.
Well,
because it doesn't make sense. But we'll get it. I mean, it's just a stepping stone. It's dealing with, you know, that car is, you know, that car is 70 years old. I mean, so I don't exactly know why it's not wanting to cooperate with parts that came on it, but it is what it is.
I'm out of ideas for it.
Yeah, we'll get it. And sometimes you just have to step away. Like, we took a break from it tonight because, you know, nothing was going to get accomplished.
Yeah.
You know, you keep beating your head against the wall. You know, sometimes you got to walk away and take a deep breath. And, you know, we're fortunate that we have multiple things out there to preoccupy us. So.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
But with that being said, again, thanks again for all the support. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. We appreciate everybody's likes and comments and words of encouragement. Mm-hmm. Please go check out Swap It Fast, connecting buyers with sellers before, after, and during events.
And don't forget to go to Throttle Attic using the code word Hot Rod, and you get to save 15% off.
And anybody that's on the road traveling right now, I know Mini Nats started today. And Pigeon, no.
You got it pulled. Pigeon started today and Mini Nat starts tomorrow.
Yes. So anybody traveling to those events, please be safe. Take lots of pictures.
Yes.
If y'all, again, we are looking for somebody that could help us with some merchandise. And if you feel like you're a business and you want to come on and talk about your business, and if you'd like to support us, mm-hmm. obviously that is an option. Get with us. We'd love to talk cars with y'all. Till next time, go drive your shit.
See ya.